Let me shift gears a bit. Mm. One of the purposes of the tribunal, or at least one of the stated purposes by the Security Council, was to foster a reconciliation in Rwanda. There's a couple of questions related to that. How do you think, well, I guess the first question is, do you think that's an appropriate goal of a tribunal like this?
Yeah, I think it's, and I stand corrected, but I think it's to contribute, you know, to peace and reconciliation, or reconciliation and peace. I think it's a legitimate expectation, because the primary objective, you know, and this isn't in the statute or the rules, it's in the resolution 955. The dual objectives, you know, accountability and deterrence, and then reconciliation and peace, contributing. Now, the mistake is to look at the tribunal as the sole contributor, the sole dynamo for reconciliation and peace. No, this is just part of, you know, broader transitional justice measures. You know, this is retributive justice. They've got. This conflict has been going on since 1959, for Christ's sake. It's 50 years, and you know, prosecuting an odd handful, 100 perpetrators, isn't in itself going to bring around reconciliation and peace. There have to be other mechanisms to redress, what the current coinage is, I think, restorative justice. We don't have any of that in our tribunal. It's beyond our remit. Yes, and a whole host of, decades of discrimination, victimization, so all we're doing is we're contributing by bringing perpetrators to account, ending the cycle of impunity. We're contributing to the restoration of the rule of law. As a building block, peace building rather than peacemaking. And hopefully reconciliation. I have no empirical evidence of whether we've succeeded in that regard, but what I do know is that, on the initial objectives, the primary objective of accountability and deterrence, I think we've scored very highly.
If you were starting this whole process over again with those objectives, would you structure the tribunal differently, or would you add or recommend adding something like a truth commission?
Yes.
Like in Sierra Leone?
Yes. Truth commission, hand in glove with the tribunal. And other restorative mechanisms. Yeah.
And how would
I mean, it worked quite well in South Africa without, or so we believe. Maybe tell me, has.
You can interview me later.
Okay. Yeah, so, but I, given the sheer numbers we're dealing with here, with 2020 hindsight, a Truth and Reconciliation Commission may have complemented, the core role of the criminal tribunal, which is first of all, it's away from Rwanda. This would have had to be situated in Rwanda, easily accessible. And dealing with the larger mass, of victims and perpetrators alike. And in a sense, I'm no authority on this, but Gacaca does have an element of truth and reconciliation. Not so much reconciliation, but alone, it's truth, a bit of reconciliation, and a bit of retribution. I think it provides an avenue for neighborhoods to come to grips with what happened. I remember being told that, you know, at the local level, the what used to be the Selu, you know, Gacaca started out trying to establish what happened to the Tutsis who used to live in that area, and you know, people were encouraged to tell the truth. And people were offered an amnesty of sorts, you know, by reduced sentences or labor, you know, for killing several people, you know, as long as you confessed and sought apology, you'd just be sentenced to community work. It's apparently the deniers, I think, who get heavy sentences, but, you know, those who cooperate and tell the truth and ask for forgiveness are indeed forgiven. It's there are reports of it being mismanaged. I can't comment, but I think, yes, a truth and reconciliation commission would have worked very well with the tribunal.
I mean, if you had a commission like that, would that change how you would approach your decision about what cases to prosecute before a tribunal like this? I mean, would you take into account issues of reconciliation in making that decision, or the existence of these other processes? Or would it be a similar sort of calculation that was used absent those institutions?
I think you know, you're dealing with mass murder here. You know, you're dealing with the mass slaughter of a million people. And I think to end the culture, you see, because these crimes are largely, you know, state-inspired and state-driven. You know, and that's where you've gotten a bit in the bud, you know, at the level of the state, you know. You know, so if you've got, you know, senior leaders in the state apparatus clearly implicated, you know, in the planning and execution of these egregious crimes, there should be no compromise. The truth and reconciliation, I think, applies to the second tier of executioners. I would still go for the leadership, to the extent the evidence justified it. Yeah. And of course there are resource limitations and things like that.